In Pasuk Vayomer im Yavi Esav Alamachna Achaz V'Yikol, in the Pasuk that talks about Yaakov Avinu saying that he was about to meet up with Esav and he didn't know whether Esav was going to be angry and so on. So if he will come to one of the camps, he divided the camp, his entourage, into two separate groups. And he said if he comes to one group and he kills them, then the other camp, the other group, will be able to escape. Shtolzach Rashi in Seidin Dibra Maschel. So Rashi quotes in the second Rashi of the Pasuk, of the Verter Vahoya Hamachna Nishalof Leita, and the second group will be able to escape. When his Mefarish, and he explains, Al Korchoi, this is an inevitable result. Ki Elcham Ima, because I will fight with him. I'm not going to let him get away with it. So therefore, in the meantime, the other group will be able to escape. And then he continues, Rashi continues, saying, he prepared himself for three approaches. We'll get to that part of the Rashi in the next paragraph, in the next section. But first we'll focus on the first part of the Rashi. Das was Rashi darf sich bachlal abstellen auf der Werte in Pasuk und sie mefahre sein. What is the reason that Rashi needs to explain anything at all over here? Vaslachayr is the pirush from Pasuk muvim bapashas, because the meaning of the Pasuk seems to be very obvious and understood, that, you know, he divided into two. If he attacks one, the other one will escape. As durch, so the reason is as I just said, as durch zu teilen allemen in zwei machnes, by dividing the group into two separate camps, is a filiven Esav zol bafaln un einem in ein machne, even if Esav will attack and actually conquer one of the groups, that the zweite machne cannot leave, and the other group will be able to escape. So that seems obvious, and therefore why does Rashi have to explain anything? Is the Mefarsha Rashi Zogn, as the commentators on Rashi say, as dois shver deloshim v'hoya, that what is difficult, what Rashi is, has a difficulty with, is the word v'hoya, and it will be. Thus is mashna, from the word v'hoya, it seems as a machna nishev et ziche sein lifleta. It's as if there's no question v'hoya, it is indeed, this indeed will happen, that the other group will be able to escape. But if them came a fragment, so for that you can ask the question: Afilu durch zu teilen allemen in zwei machnes, even by dividing them into two groups, is noch nicht in ganzen sicher as the zweite machne wird sich gewiss raten. That doesn't assure anybody that the other group, the second group, will be able to escape. There's no guarantee. This is nor as does git a bessere Möglichkeit fader absolut von dem zweite machne. All you can say is that it gives a better chance for the second group to be able to escape. So the word vahoya, and it will be, as if it's a certain thing that they will escape. How do we know that it's a certain thing? Why is it a certain thing? It would seem that in seeing that it's not a certainty, it would make more sense to say aloshen was vayst of ulai, an expression which says perhaps, hopefully, the other group will be able to escape. But instead of saying and it will be able to escape, as if it's a certainty. Bavarantas Rashi. So therefore Rashi addresses this question as the Loshen Vahoya main takal karchai, that the word Vahoya does indeed mean to point out that it will be, that it is an inevitable result. Unishvi the Ebenezer and andere Mefarshim Vilna ein Teichen. And not like the Ebenezer and other commentators want to say, as Vahoya does, Pirusha Uliyeh, that Vahoya means, hopefully they'll be able to escape. So Rashi says, no, it is a conclusive result. That will be the result. As Adova Borer, as the Machna Vedzain Lufleta, that it's a certainty that the other group will be able to escape. And the Zichikait is, how do we know? Why is it so certain? Because ki elcham imay, because I plan to go to war. I plan to fight back. Und nicht de losen as Esav soll einnehmen euch de zweite machne, not to allow Esav to be able to take over or attack or be able to conquer the second group. The pirush is aber nicht moving, but this has to be understood too. Number one, mit was git der elchem imay avados gemura. Also der zweite Machne wird sein, later. Why is it that if Yaakov will fight back, why is that so certain that he will win and he will not allow Esav to get to the second group? The kavona is, as in the Zeit von Yaakov's Mulchama mit Esav in Fard, the erste Machne. Even if the intent here is that during Yaakov's fighting with Esav, which will happen even before he attacks the first, in the time when he's attacking the first group, but the Zeit Machne sich kennen raten und durch entläufen, the second group will have the opportunity to escape and run away. Is noch als nicht versichert die Pläte von der Zweite Machne. That's certain, that still doesn't guarantee that they will actually successfully escape. Es ist nur was noch ein Zertellen der Zweite Machne. Es gibt der Elchamim noch eine noch bessere Gelegenheit für die Zolle der Pläte. All that can be said is that if Yaakov fights back against Esav, so that gives an even greater chance for the second group to escape. But it still doesn't give any certainty. Number two. Was ist der Al-Korchai und der Meinaf Gemine Dodad Goshas ist Al-Korchai? First of all, what does it mean? Why then is it certain? Why does Rashi say that it's a certainty that they will be able to escape? And why is it so important that it is a certainty? Why does the Pasuk have to deal with it? And Rashi makes a big thing of the fact that it's a certainty that they'll be able to escape. Negative Tzainif and Esav, Al-Karcha means that it'll go, it's without Esav's, even if he doesn't like it, even if he doesn't agree. What's the difference? Do is doch nor negeye de tzumadge sein as durch Elchamime ve de tzweite machne sicher gerate ved veren. The issue is that it's without question that or a certainty that they'll be able to escape. But Al-Karchai really, I mistranslated that slightly. Al-Karchai means whether Esav agrees or likes it or not, that will happen. What's the difference if Esav likes it or not? Why is that the issue? If the issue is that they'll certainly escape, that's what it should be. Not Al-Karchai that Esav, whatever he says, it doesn't matter what Esav thinks or likes, this is going to happen. Who cares about Esav as far as the other group escaping? The Ramban is Masvir. The Ramban explains, as the Sicherheit von Yaakovin is given to lieb dem, was Yaakov yadeh she'en zare kula in neufel b'yadeisab, that the reason Yaakov was so certain is because he knew that all of Yaakov's family certainly will not be destroyed by Esav. Im kein, yinotzala machna echad al koponim, if so, at least one of the groups will be able to escape. Yaakov knew that there is no way that Esav can destroy the whole family, because Hashem assured it, or whatever the reason is that he knew that, but so therefore he knows that at least one of them will escape. But you can't say that this is what Rashi means. Is the mit an, because then the certainty is connected to another reason. The reason that he's so certain is because certainly not everybody will get killed. It has nothing to do with what Rashi says, because I will fight against him. Rashi is, as Rashi makes that the issue. So then, Rashi is not saying what the Ramban is saying. It would seem that maybe we can answer one question with the other question. At least, it's not a smooth answer, but at least you can force that kind of an answer. Midiverta al korchei in the following way, with the words al korchei against his will, Esav's will, maintenish Rashi to zogen as the plate of a time bevados. He doesn't mean that the escape is a certainty, nor is mazvedim oifen from the plate. What he's saying is, how will they escape? As if it's al korchei bal elchem imoi. What he means to say is that it will force Esav's hand, because I'm going to fight, I will go to war with him, and therefore that's the method by which Yaakov hopes that they will escape, because I will be fighting with Esav, so therefore he will be busy with me. But it doesn't mean that it's a certainty that that they will escape. So in other words, both questions are answers. It's not a certainty, and the reason Al-Karchai is just the method how he hopes to accomplish this, that Esav will be preoccupied by the war and therefore he won't be able to chase them. So this sort of answers both questions. However, lefi zeh, but according to this kind of an answer, noisav al-ikir az-al-karchi is dochavados. In addition to the fact that generally al-karchi does seem to indicate that it's a certainty, and now we're trying to say that al-karchi doesn't mean a certainty, but another thing, the shayla of dem gufa, the question is on this itself, from vanit is the aichacha from pasuk, lefi pshut shel mikra, where does Rashi take this idea from reading the psukim on the simple level as El Chamimai, that Yaakov was going to go to war against him? Where is that obvious from the pasuk? Where does Rashi take it from the psukim? Bishle Malafian, now we can understand it works well according to the earlier understanding of it, as Rashi's Kavanah Pirusha is Samad Gizayin Devados from Amachmal Fleita, that what Rashi is trying to explain here is, how does he know from the word Vahoya that it's a certainty that the other camp will be, the other group will be able to escape? Is a medayka mechir from loshen vahaya, because if he knows that from the word vahaya v'shteit and pasuk kanal, as he said before, and he knows that that means a certainty. Umit ki elchem imay, so therefore the Rashi's words, because I will go to war against him, is a nor mazbedem tam favos is avade. Rashi is merely explaining why it's a certainty. How is it so certain that the second group will be able to escape? So he says, because I will preoccupy him with my war, and therefore they'll have an opportunity to escape, they'll be certain to escape. Mashenkin lefia now, but according to this new answer, is adarabar ashibi ikar eisen zum farish machadzein adoretzach wegen el chamimai. Here, the focus seems to be that I am going to go to war against him, and that's what's unique and novel about Rashi's explanation. And the diber v'tzayna machna nishal ufleita ba'ifim fun al karchei, and therefore, I will be preoccupying Esav with my war, and therefore that's why they will be able to escape. In other words, that is just the pasuk is describing, or Rashi is explaining from the pasuk, the method by which Yaakov will be able to allow them to escape, because I'm going to preoccupy him. How am I going to preoccupy him? By a war. So the war seems to be what Rashi is focusing on. I am going to go to war against Esav, and therefore he will be preoccupied and they will be able to escape. So therefore the war seems to be the central theme here, but nowhere in the pasuk does it reference a war. How does Rashi know? There is no words in the pasuk that seem to lead to the idea of a war. So therefore, why does Rashi make the focus of the pasuk of this issue the war rather than the escape? In the other pshat, in the earlier pshat, Rashi is troubled by Vahoya. How are you so certain that there's going to be an escape? So therefore, logically, it's because Yaakov is saying, I'm going to preoccupy him, so therefore they'll be able to escape. The issue is, how do you know that they're going to be able to escape? So he comes up with an explanation. But over here, the issue is about the war. What's the al-karchai? What's the preoccupation of the war? How does he know that there's a war, that he makes such a big deal of it? Gimel. Weiter is Rashi Mamshich. Rashi continues in the Dira Maschal Anal, in the same Rashi, Hiskin Atzmei L'Shleisha Dvarim, that Yaakov prepared himself for three different things: L'Doiren, to give a gift; L'Tfila, to pray to Hashem; L'Melchama, and for war. L'Doiren, how do we know that he prepared for himself to give Esav a gift? As the pasuk says, Otavra al-Mincha al-Fanav, the gift passed before him. That the animals and so on that he gave as a gift, they went ahead and Yaakov stayed behind. L'tfila, he prepared himself for prayer, as the pasuk says, Elokei Avi Avram, my God of the God of my father Avram, and so on. That he was, and it goes on to say a whole prayer. L'melchama, for the war, v'haya machna nishul afleita, as we see from the pasuk, and the remaining group will be able to escape. So for this we have to understand as well. Is it Donish Moven? We have to understand, number one, Favaz bringt Rashi da ala shleisha dvarim. Why does Rashi here quote all three things that he was preparing for? Beis as in sein pirush retta norveg de sein great zumulchama. great Zayin Lachomer. Since over here, the only thing that Rashi is talking about here is Yaakov's preparing for war. So why does he have to talk about the other two things that he prepared for? Does was hiskin atzmai oich l'dorna l'tfila, the fact that he prepared himself also for a gift and for davening, veisman fun di vaita de gipsukim, that's something that comes up in later psukim. Und dorten steht es beforish. And over there, it's clearly spelled out that he been brought a gift, and that there was a prayer. Is Virashi brings there up, as Rashi over there quotes the psukim, so we know it, we'll know it when we get there. Why does Rashi have to talk about it here? Number two, im timtzalem az in the pasuk v'mitzretzach as Yaakov is given great gain of chama. Even if you want to say that in this pasuk where it talks about Yaakov preparing for war, is negei avisen as das is nish the einzige mittel. It's important to know that this was not the only thing, the only approach that he had. It wasn't that he was going to war, that's the only thing he was preparing for. There were other things that he had in mind too. And it's not even the first, his first choice. His first choice is not war. But rather, as Rashi says here, that first he prepared for a gift. Then he also prepared for davening. At a last resort, he's also prepared for war. And he wants you to know that here too. But it's still difficult to understand why does Rashi connect this with the first part of Rashi, which is that it's without that it's it will be I will be preoccupying him because I will go to war against him. And in this Rashi, it's important to know that he also prepared for war and for a gift and for davening, not in that order. But why is it important, the connection to the first part of the Rashi? A third thing, nochmer, even more. Afilu ven Rashi vil me'ezetam shi'i mefarad zayin und zusammen mit zayin greiten sich l'chama hat sich Yaakov euch gegretel darin l'tfila. And even if Rashi wants to make sure that we, for some reason, that we should understand that at the same time that he was preparing for war, he was also preparing a gift and a prayer. Was time a boy canal, that this in itself needs to be explained. The bald as a staying gleich weiter in the parsha mefurish, and it needs to be understood. Why does Rashi need you to understand it right here? When if you just learn another two psukim, you'll know it from there, and it's clearly spelled out there. Why does he have to preempt what the pasuk is going to tell you just a few lines further? But in addition to that question, the question could be asked to the other direction. Why does Rashi have to say in this list that he's telling you about what he's preparing for the gift and for prayer, why does he have to add also to Melchama, for war? When he just said it a line earlier in the same Rashi, he already told you that he was preparing for war. All he had to say at this point was he also was preparing for a gift and for davening, in addition to what I just told you that he prepared for war. The Ram learned, the Mizrahi learns, as mitten hemshech hapirush hiskin atzim l'shleisha dvarim, that Rashi continues with this explanation that he prepared for three things. Is Rashi oisin to bring in a echocha to zayn pirush as v'hoya machne anishul uflet the meint al korchik yelchem. That this Rashi is saying it in order to bring support for his original thesis, that why will they be able to escape because I will go to war against him. So therefore he's saying, because we see that he prepared for three different approaches. What's the proof? How do we know that he prepared for three different approaches? V'baldrazal zogen. How do we know that? Because our sages have told us that. As hiskin atzmon l'shloisha dvarim. That he prepared for three things. And then prat as hiskin atzmon l'machama gifint minishim pasuk mefurash. And since the detail about the war is not clearly spelled out in the pasuk, the migifin bergei darin atfila, as we find in regards to the gift and the davening, which is clearly spelled out in the pasuk, but the war we don't see, we don't find reference to this war earlier, or in the psukim. But meila muzmezog as the vetavayim achnish anishul afleita mainz in the Muhammad. Therefore, the Mizrahi says Rashi, from knowing what the Chazal say, that he was preparing for three things. One of them is war. Where do we find in the Pasuk any reference to war? So Rashi says, this is the reference to the war. V'haya machna nishal ufleita, that's where the Chazal know that he was preparing for war. Because how do we know that they will be able to escape? Because I will go to war against them. That's how they'll be able to escape. So Rashi's proof is based on the fact that the Chazal told us that he prepared for three things. Rashi zotobanishas hiskenatzmei v'chulu izamayim v'chazal. But Rashi doesn't say, this is the problem with the Mizrahi's explanation, which is a beautiful explanation, but where does Rashi say that is predicated, that explanation is predicated on us knowing, or the child knowing, that he prepared for three things is something that Chazal said. Since we have to know where the Chazal know it, so we know it from this pasuk. But Rashi doesn't tell us that this is something that Chazal said. He simply states it as if it's, let's say, it's his own explanation. The Adarabe, and it seems to the contrary, but Pashtus Loshen Rashi, the simple understanding of Rashi's words, is as Nogdem Vimaves as Elchem Imoy, from the way Rashi sets up this Rashi. It's after we know that Yaakov said, I will go to war against him, which we know from the words now that we know what it means, what the words means, that the reason is because they'll go to war. So now we see that he was preparing for three things: the war from this pasuk, and then the gift and the tefillah from the further psukim. That's the way Rashi seems to be leading us. Now that we know that v'amachna nishal fleita means war, so then he was preparing for three things. Not as the Mizrahi says, the opposite. That since the pasuk says clearly two things, but he doesn't say the third thing. But we know the war. But we know from the Chazal that he also prepared for war. So where do we find the war? That's what this pasuk means. The Rashi seems to be saying the opposite. Dalit euch fordert sich bier in dem hemsch pirusche hiskin. We also have to understand what he continues there in this preparation of the three things. Number one, the seder from the shloisha dvarim v'Rashi rechen zei befirushay, the order that Rashi is bringing these three things that he prepared for, which is the gift, the davening, and the war, is behepa from the seder apsukim v'lcha Rashi bring dog like l'raya. The order that he quotes it is the opposite of how the psukim present it. First is v'altaver al milcha al panov. The first pasuk that Rashi quotes is the one where the gift went ahead of Yaakov. Steht noch the pasuk. The first one that Rashi quotes. Rashi makes the order. First was the gift, so he quotes the pasuk of the gift first. But that pasuk is actually written after the pasuk Elokei Avi Avraham, after the second pasuk which Rashi quotes, which is about the prayer. Which follows the pasuk that talks about the war. So the order in which the psukim are presented are first the pasuk referencing the war, then the pasuk referencing the prayer, and then the pasuk referencing the gift. But Rashi quotes it that he prepared himself for three things in the reverse order. Rashi is mishanav zaseida in the Torah, and Rashi changes the order in which it appears in the Torah. Number two, another thing we need to understand: in Medrash gefindt man oise de rayas from the psukim welcher Rashi bringt be pirushei kenal. In the Medrash we find, besides for the psukim that Rashi quotes as the support for the doyren tefillah Muhammad, other psukim, rayas from other psukim. The Medrash brings proof from other psukim. The proof for tefillah is from the pasuk Hatzileini Nami Yadachi, in which Yaakov says, save me please from my brother. L'dayrin, what is the pasuk that he brings, that the Medrash brings to show the gift? V'amarta l'avdecha Yaakov mincha hishlucha, and you shall say that it's a gift that Yaakov sent. That's the pasuk that is quoted. L'milchama, and the proof that he was going preparing for war, v'yosem es ha'shvachay, he placed the the maidservants, v'hu aval lifneihem. First it talks about the order in which he put Bilhah and Zilpah first, afterwards Leah, then was Rachel and her children, each one with their children, and Yaakov went ahead of all of them. In other words, you're going to have to come through me if you want to go to them. That's the idea, that I'm here to stop you from any harm that you think you're going to do to my family. In another medrash, we find the gift, the pasuk that's quoted in regards to the gift, and he took from what he had as a gift, clearly stated that he took from his possessions to give a gift. For the Muhammad, they quote the pasuk, and he divided the people that were with him into two groups. So that's the idea that he's preparing. Why is he dividing them into two groups? For the reason that he might attack. So therefore, that's what he was preparing. Lefize is nishmuvin in Pirush Rashi. So based on this, we have to understand about this Rashi. Mimonavshach, because either way, Oib Rashi will bring in fundi psukim vuesis mefurish viyakav dinyanim getamba payo. If Rashi wants to bring psukim in which it tells you the actual act that Yaakov did in preparation for these things, nishdi psukim vuesretzach vegen der hachonav agdama tzei, not quoting psukim which are just a preparation that he's going to do so and so, but where he actually carried through on what he was doing. As would seem, this is mashma, as would seem from them, was the Esheraya of Doirim brings it from the Tavra Nucha upon up, that his proof for the gift is from the Pasuk that says, and the Mincha, the gift, went ahead. In other words, that it was actually already set, it was going ahead. Well, Nish from the Friedik of Psukim, and he doesn't quote the earlier Psukim, Onamdik from Vayikham Na'abam, that he took some things which he set aside, this is going to be, he prepared the gift for Esav, those psukim that the Medrash had quoted. Over there it only talks about Yaakov preparing the gift and setting it up and so on, but the pasuk that Rashi talks about is where the gift went ahead. In other words, this is going to Esav. And that's why Rashi chose the pasuk that talks about the gift going ahead before Yaakov, because shluach hamincha b'poel, that is actually Yaakov sending forth the gift to Esav. But according to this, l'fize hatagedaft oich oif tefilu amalchama bringing the psukim with the teichen advarim is l'poel. Then he should have also quoted the psukim about the prayer and about the war, also those which talk about the actual prayer and not the preparation for prayer, or the actual war, not the preparation for war. In regards to tefillah, he should have quoted where Yaakov was actually praying, please save me from my brother's hands. That is the actual prayer. And not as Rashi says, that he started with an introduction, the God of my father Avram and so my grandfather Avram and Yitzchak and so on. Those are just preparatory words for the actual prayer, which is save me from my problem. In regards to the war from Vayasam Eshashpachas V'Ava Lifneim, and in regards to his readiness for war, is where he actually set up the family and he walked in front of them. And walking in front of them means I am going out there to meet him. I'm going to meet him. That's the war. Not that he's saying they will certainly survive because I plan to go to war. That's the pasuk that Rashi quotes. Virashi Taich Dorten, as Rashi explains over there, that he walked ahead of them because he was saying, Im Yavi Oise Rosha Lilochem, that if this Rosha wants to come to go to war, Yilochem Bitchila is going to have to go through me first. So that's the actual preparation for war. Anisht von Ascholos Atfila, and he shouldn't have quoted, as I said, from the beginning of the prayer, which is Elikei Avi Avram, the God of my father Avram, Anisht von Yaakov's Dibur, and he shouldn't have brought in regards to the war Yaakov saying that he's going to go to war, Vayamachna, because they will be able to escape because I plan to go to war. From Vanamalan Tarisaz had gezakt. From this we only learn that he said I'm going to go to war against him. in his great Melchama. He should have actually quoted where Yaakov set up the attack form, the form of the war, the form of the march, so to speak.
And
if Rashi wants to talk not about how he actually did it, but has he prepared for the three things, then by the gift he should have brought the earlier psukim where he talked about preparing a gift and not about how the gift actually was dispatched to Esav.
Number three, Vibald Rashi Achingizokt as der Posikva Hoya Machna Nishul Fleta meint Elchem Imoi.
Since Rashi already said that this Posikva Hoya Machna Nishur means I will go to war, Vazdarf and Nochamal Oistachim Besef Pirushe as the Raya of Hiskinatsim Lubchom is from them Posikva Hoya Machna Nishul Fleta. Why does Rashi repeat? What's the proof that he was also preparing for war? Because he said Vahoya Machna Nishul Fleta. This is what he just said in this Rashi itself. Why does he have to repeat it again? That's the where the proof is from.
Number four, diukaloshen hiskin.
Rashi uses the word hiskin, nisht heichin, ukiyotzebe, and not heichin. Heichin means getting ready. Hiskin seems to more like adjust. I have to adjust myself. I have to adapt to the situation to be able to anticipate and you know, whatever is coming up. Prepare means he prepared himself. He took three. He did whatever it needs to take to do in order to do three things. Hiskin means it's more of an adjustment in his own mind, perhaps, of adjusting to the situation. So why does he use a strange expression when he means prepare?
Hey, the Bia Becholze. So to explain this whole matter. From Pashtas Hemshech HaKsuvim, from the way the psukim unfold here, is mashma, it seems, as Nachdem was the Malachim am sich umgekehrt und mit dir gewinn Yankiven as Esav is heilig lekerascha v'arba meis ishimai. When the messengers that Yaakov sent to see what's you know, to Esav, and they came back and they told Yaakov, he's coming here with 400 people, with an army of 400 people. Had Yaakov sich zum allem ersten gegräte Muhammad. The first reaction is Vahaya Machna Nishalufleta. He's preparing for war. Vayachatzisa'am, the first thing he did was divide them into two groups. Vayemirim Yavi Esav, and he said that if Esav will come here, then the other one will be able to escape. The Nochata Mispalgivan. Then he goes and he davens. Vayemir Yaakov Elkeyavi Avram, as the psukim continue, that he said he started his tefillah. And the noch, only the third thing that he did was hatarangaim to great namil chaleisav. He began to prepare a gift. Das is abenish glatik. But this order of Yaakov's behavior leaves questions. As is moving bapashas, it's still self understood that b'shasa id heret azimitzu kumt loichem zaymetem, that when a yid hears that somebody's coming to go to war against him, is it samalam eshem esfal zameibishn? The first thing he thinks of is to pray to Hashem that he should save him, to get him out of this. And then, as the noch heptaron to tom b'darachatev, and only then does he begin to make preparations for the situation, the physical preparations. Great zochzat l'mochama, whether it is to go to prepare for war. But the first thing is you daven to Hashem. Hein v'yis shayach to zogun. So how could one say befrat by Yaakov Avinu, especially in regards to Yaakov? That first thing he thought of was to go to war. And only then did he think of davening. Muzman zogn, so therefore we have to say, as Yaakov, of course Yaakov also, the first thing he would have thought of was to daven to Hashem, as will be explained soon. And das was the pasuk zogt vayachat zoam asher itay vesatzayin, and this that the pasuk first tells us that he split up the group into two groups, and that he said if Esav will come to one group, then the other one will be able to escape. Is this hagdama beer to zayin tefila? This was in preparation for his prayer. In other words, he set up the parameters of what he is going to pray for now. What is it that I want from this prayer? So first, he set up the situation as he sees it.
And now he's ready to pray for the result that he's looking for. Meaning to say, herendig de shmua fun de malachim. When he heard what these malachim came back and told him, that there's 400 people coming, an army of 400, is vayira Yaakov ma'od. Yaakov was very afraid, vayetzer loy, and it distressed him. When he heard this situation, his immediate reaction was, I have to split them into two groups. But nachdem is verstandig tefilosei. Why did he split them into two groups? As will be explained, because that is what he was preparing for his davening. Und nachdem auf morgen, and only the next day, when Yaakov had gesehen vehine eis above arba meis ish imay, when he saw that he's indeed coming, he's there with his 400 people. Only the next day did he actually split up the children, the groups of the children and the families and so on. There's two times in the pasuk that it says vayachatz, as will be explained now. We have to understand the two different places that it says vayachatz. Vayachatz is ha'am, and then there is vayachatz is ha'yelodim, which is the next day. But in the vayachatz is ha'am from dem pasuk is nishda vayachatz v'shteit weiter. The vayachatz is ha'am is not the same vayachatz as is written later. Kiposha, this is obvious. Dois given vayachatz is ha'am v'satzayin. Over there, the first one is talking about he split up the people and the animals. Und noch is vayachatz nor von anoshim v'sayolodim und nicht nur shtei machnetz. The second vayachatz is only about the family, the wives and the children. And nishlu shtei machnas, not that they divided them into two groups. What it means over there is, when he saw Esav coming, so then he said, okay, each mother will stand with her children. He divided up the families according to the families. So the first vayachatz is talking about dividing the entire entourage, the entire group, into two separate groups. The second vayachatz is only talking about dividing the family into family groups. But da zokter as vayachas lishnei machnes, the first one is talking about dividing up the entire group into two separate groups. Umidem kavona asim yavi esav lamachnachas viko, with the intent that if he comes to one group, so then the other group vaya machnan yishul fleita, the other group will be able to escape. Umvaiter zokter vayachas yelodem aleiv al rochav al shtei ashvachas. The second one, however, is that he divided the children according to with Leah and with Rachel and with the two other mothers, the servant maid servants, vayasem es hashvachas v'yaldeim rishayna, and then he put them in order of the Bila and Zilpa in the front with their children, ungleich nochze, and then immediately behind them was Leah v'yaldeha, and then Leah with her children after her, ves Rachel ves Yosef achreinim, and then Yosef and Rachel in the back. Ein machne, it was all one group. He didn't divide the family into two groups. They were all together, but in order of what we just said. V'yazog befeirush, and as it's clearly spelled out in the pasuk. How do we know that there wasn't two groups? It's right in the pasuk. As when Esav when Esav approached and he lifted up his eyes, he looked at the group. Is given by Yaras Anoshim Esayulodim. He saw the wives and the children. It doesn't say he saw one wife, and then when he looked and further on, he saw another wife. He looked up and he saw the wives and the children. The Allah Ibn the Manta, he saw all of them. The whole family was there. Nisht as is any given Zweba Zunder Machna. It's not that they were two separate groups. Thus the Zweite had gekent and leifen, that the second one should be able to escape if he attacks the first one. That would have meant that the second group had to be somewhere far away where he wouldn't see them. But no, the pasuk says he saw them all. So in other words, that the family, the wives and the children, were one group, not divided into two groups. In the Zeit von Neven, Esav befahl der Erste, that they should be able to escape. If he attacks the first one, they should be able to escape. That would have meant that they should be behind. Anyway, so Rashi, on Rashi's mefarash as v'hoya machna nishel lefleita meint al korchek el chamimoy. And Rashi describes it as the purpose of the two groups was that if he attacks one, and I will preoccupy him with fighting against him, so they'll be able to escape. That would have meant, of course, that they're somewhere far. That Esav will not be able to do any harm to them. So that means that they would have been far, but no, they were one group. So then what is the Vayachatz? The Vayachatz, the Shnei Machnas, the first Vayachatz, which talks about dividing the entire group that was with Yaakov into two separate groups, is Machna Achas Given Hatzoim V'Habokar V'Agmalim. Here's the Chiddush that the Rebbe says. The two groups that Yaakov divided was, the first group in the front was all the animals. The sheep and the cattle and the dung, camels, as well as the people that were there to maintain the animals, the people that were in charge of maintaining the animals, the royim, the shepherds, which are part of the animals group. Not that they are animals, but they're there in order to service the animals. That's the first group. And the machna nishar, and the second group that should remain and would be able to escape, is the Noshim V'Yalodim. That was his family. The first group that he said, if they want to attack, he wants to attack them, the animals and the shepherds. The second group was all the family, the wives and the children. Und der Am was Shaykh Tzay, and all the people that are there, you know, the perhaps nannies and whatever, whoever was part of that group. Kemefurish, the Noach has Vayaber is Mabe Yavek, Tzay Bazunder Vayaber. As in fact the Pasuk says, that he sent the gift, the animals, on ahead, and then it says, and they all went ahead of him, and he slept over that night. And then the next then he got up later and he took the family and he crossed over Maver Yabek, the Maver Yabek pass. So in other words, there were two separate crossing overs. That was the two groups. Tzvei Bazunder Vayaver. There were two separate, first the animals, the gifts and all the shepherds, and he instructed them about what to say to Esav when they meet up with him, and then they all went ahead. That's the first group that went. Then they stayed over. They slept over there. And then the wives and the children, the Pasuk says, he took all his wives and his children and they crossed over Mabe Yavek. It was two separate groups crossing over. That's the way it was. That's the proof from the Pasuk that this is how he divided the two machnas. First the animals and then the family. Now, after he did that, when he prepared his strategy, and what exactly is he hoping for, what is he going to be praying for, Nordem Vayachatz, after this division of his group into two separate, not just separate in geography, but separate in theory, in concept, Ken Esh Kumen de Tfila, then he was able to daven. Why? Vibaldas mitzad avtochas shivtachani. Because the assurances that Hashem gave him, because the father's machna anishar lefleita bavadois, Hashem promised me that he would save me and my family and so on, and this would be, that's why, because he's now divided his group into suits separate, theoretically separate groups. There is possessions and animals and so on, and then there's family. Hashem promised me that he would save my family. Therefore, without question, he's going to save the family, will be saved. Without question, the second group will be able to escape. Mashen kinsoin for machna achas. Whereas, what promises did Hashem make about his animals? The first group was animals. What promises does he have about that? He doesn't know what's going to happen with them. The family, he's certain that Hashem will save. And in order to show his certainty that he will be victorious over Esav, is Rashi Mamshich. That's why Rashi continues. Hiskin atzmi l'shloisha dvarim. He prepared himself for three things. As yedem pu'ula fin Yaakov had geton fada hatzole is given in an oifen von hiskin atzmi. Then he goes on to say that every part of what he was doing here was in a way of hiskin of adjusting to the situation, as will be explained soon. But I want to go back for a second, that once he divided the groups into the two proper groups, then he was ready to daven. Then he was ready to speak to Hashem, and he said, the second group, that's what I'm worried about. The first group, I'm not davening about that. I'm davening about my second group. That's why this division of the two groups came first, in order to express the proper meaning of his prayer, in order to express to Hashem what he was praying for. So to explain about Hiskin, Vav, when a mensch greit sich zu tun a gewisse Sache, when a person prepares to do a certain thing, or the mehrere Sachen, or to do a number of things, is the bitte al derech harogel derev hechen. Generally, as we said before, the expression is hechen atzma, he gets ready to do something. But over here it says, as we said before, hiskin. Kum dos madgish sein, noch an inyan in da achana. This is coming to emphasize another detail of this preparation that Yaakov was making. Heichen meint kipshutei. The word heichen means, in the simple understanding of the word, as a great zichton, a gewisse pula, that he's getting ready to do a certain thing. Vos de achana ken sein oder duch hamaisu bepoil. The getting ready for that can be done. Either you have to do something to get ready, or it's putting yourself in a state of mind to do something. How do you prepare for davening? You put yourself in a focused. You know, you have to focus. You have to clear your mind. That could be the preparation. The Loshon Hiskin, the Loshon Tiklun, but the word Hiskin comes from the word to fix. Meint nishblois achonestam. It doesn't mean the ordinary preparations, which are generally what people do to get ready. Nor says that oich metardem oifen achonah, but it also describes a certain type of preparation. It is mesaken atzmoi etut oif in sich zu die zugegretkeit zu tandas. It means you have to prepare yourself. You have to put yourself in the proper state of mind to be able to do what it is that you want to accomplish. The Rebbe will explain. Al derech zeh is given by Yaakov. The same thing happened by Yaakov. Das vaser hatzer gegreit ledeuren ol tefillin lechama. This preparation that he was making for the gift, for the davening, and for lechama is given by Eifen shel hiskin atzmai. For all three things, he had to have a change of attitude, let's say. He had to prepare himself. Within himself, he had to adjust to a new situation. V'Rashi is mefarish, as Rashi explains, v'negeilu melchama, in regards to the war, mitzad atzma yiz v'yire v'yetzer. Yaakov's state of mind was that he was afraid. He was distressed about Esav coming to go to war against him. So he had to get out of that frame of mind of being afraid and distressed. The preparation for the gift is a given. Yaakov was upset and angry that he had to deal with Esav in such a way. As Rashi says, that he was upset that he had to. Why do I have to go through this with Esav? So he was in a state of anger at Esau, but he had to put himself in a frame of mind of being showing a nice gesture, the opposite of anger. Nor hiskin atzmai, that's what it means. He had to put himself into a different frame of mind. When azoy is oich benegei letfila, and the same is also in regards to the davening. As afo pivas ani yorish shema mishe hiftachan in this lachlachti bechet, because Yaakov was thinking, sure, Hashem gave me assurances, and he told me that he'll save me and everything will be fine. But since then, I may have already become tainted by sin. And those sins will cause me to be compromised by Esav. Is hiskin atzmai, so therefore he had to put himself in a frame of mind that he's going to daven. And not mispal given and meisav given bitfilosi, eitiv, and therefore he had to come up with a new strategy in his davening too, that which is part of his prayer, Rashi says that it means I will do good for you in your merit, and I will do good in the merit of your fathers. So he had to bring in something that would counter his uncertainty whether he deserves to be saved. So therefore, in all three matters, there had to be an adjustment in Yaakov's attitude and his mood and so on about how to approach these three things. Al-Pizez Muzba Datam, and based on this we can understand the reason, but Rashi brings the Rayas Dafke from the Psukim, Unisht Andra. Why Rashi chooses these three Psukim that he chooses and not the other ones that the Medrash chose. Because what he's trying to bring from those psukim is not that he was preparing for these three things, which are obvious from the psukim. What he's trying to bring out from these three psukim is his change of adjustment, his adjustment that he was making to those three things. L'doiren, for the gift. He brings Vatavra Mincha Oponov, the pasuk that the gift, the animals went ahead of him. Was the fundus Rashi is matik from pasuk Eichdeveta Oponov, from the fact that Rashi also quotes from that pasuk in front of him, before him. It should have said Vatavra Machne. If the proof is that he prepared a gift, Vatavra Machne, the camp of all the animals, the group of all the animals went. Why is it important to say they went ahead of him? Is moving as the vetter sein in the gates of the raya. Alponov is also essential to what Rashi is trying to bring out, the fact that he quotes it. Val von dem Pasuk lent men a reis alponov af shehu shari bekav shari tzarech l'chol zeh. What does Rashi say in the words alponov over there? That even though he was upset, he was angry that he needed all this in order to be able to talk to Esav. So Alponov is the point that he's bringing out, that he had an adjustment to make. Here he was in an upset mood, he was angry, but he had to adjust and do a nice gesture. So from this pasuk is where we see, Taka, that there was an adjustment to be made, a hiskin to be made. Litfila, for the davening, Elokei Avi Avram. Rashi quotes the pasuk, my God, the father of Avram. That's the adjustment that he referenced, the fact that Hashem is also the Hashem of Avram. I'm not relying on my own schusim. I don't know if my own schusim will do this. That's where we see that he also had to change his approach from davening on his own behalf and calling on Hashem, you promised me that you'll take care of me. No, he's going to have to reference Avram. By Muhammad, the same is also true for the war. As Rashi brings the Rav Deraya from Pasuk Vayamachna initial of later, that Rashi uses the Pasuk and the other camp will be able to escape as Chach, Memveis from Friyat. As Vayira Vayetzer, although we know from the Pasuk Ipsukim earlier that he was afraid and that he was distressed, is Hiskin Asmil Muhammad, still he prepared himself, put himself in a state of mind for Muhammad. The bald as Vahoya Machne Nishal of later, because he's certain. Vahoya means he's certain. That's what the word Vahoya means, as we said before. I know for sure that he'll be able to escape. As his Borum Vade as a Machna Nisham Muz Nitzelvern. I know without question that the second group, which is the group of the family, they will escape. That is no question. And therefore, even though he was afraid and distressed, but he knew without question that the other group at least will escape. So therefore, that was the Muhammad that he was preparing for, that he adjusted to, that it will be fine, at least as far as the second group. And Rashi brings the war at the end. Because that was the most difficult adjustment for Yaakov. By the shleish of the three, harapanim and vayira vayetzer, which is to remove the fear and the distress. Because what was he afraid of? What was Yaakov afraid of? What was he distressed over? Fun shemi yaharig, he was afraid. Maybe I'll be killed. The yaharig acherim, or I may have to kill others. This was what he was worried about. You know, war is. Who wants war? Somebody's going to get hurt. And therefore, that was distressing. And overcoming that kind of feeling And to say, no, I'm prepared for war, I have to put myself into that situation, that was the most difficult of the adjustments. That's why it came last. So that only explains why the war, his fixing himself, putting himself in a state of mind of war was last, because it's the most difficult. Es bleibt noch aber nicht verändert, but it still doesn't answer. Vavos is Rashi magdim doirin far tefillah. Why did Rashi bring the gift before the davening? L'cheir is tefillah gekum efriya, because tefillah came first. As we see in the order of the psukim, that he was afraid, divided them into the two separate groups, and he said, the other one will be able to escape. So okay, the war has to be last because it's the most difficult adjustment. And then it says that he prayed, and it gives the whole prayer that he gave, and then it says he took from the prepared a gift. So the davening should have come first. Is the beer bazaar. So the explanation is as afal piyaz lepayel hata dem doyren geshik nor the tefillah, that even though, in fact, the gift was sent after the davening, is over the teichna inyan from doyren, but the idea behind sending a gift. What was the reason that he sent a gift? Limzechemen enecha, that he should to repair things, to fix things up with Esav, that he shouldn't be angry. So that is given the Esh Shazafas Yaakov at Makrim Ben Sutton. That was the very first thing that Yaakov did. Nor dan ven erad geshig de malachim tse Esavim. He did that already when he sent the messengers, the angels, to Esav. He did it already back then. Kemefurish bascholos ha-parsha, as it's actually spelled out at the very beginning of this parsha. The second pasuk says, the first pasuk says he sent malachim. And he told them to say, this is what you should say to Esav. I have oxen and donkeys and so on. And I sent a message. I'm bringing a message to you. And that means these malachim, I bring a message. Lim tzechem beinecha. I want to find favor in your eyes. So his first thing in the meeting with Esav was, I want to find favor. That's the whole meaning of the gift. So therefore, the idea of the gift came as the first thing. It's true that normally when a person is in a time of distress, the very first thing you do is to pray to Hashem that He should deliver you from this problem. Yaakov had a different attitude at that time. Rashi says that when the Malachim came back and they said to Yaakov, you always told us that Esau behaves like to you like a brother, but you should know that he's coming with 400 people, with an army of 400 people. And Rashi says it, Hayisa Oimer, this was something that you always said, Nishka Rogel Amarta, not like you told us that it was something that always said, Gehalten in Ein Zogna Ochihu. You always considered him a brother. You always said that Esav is a brother. Yaakov, of course, wanted not just regular brotherly love, but it should be more than that. Nor limtzachem beinecha. He wanted that it should be not just ordinary brothers. I want to find favor in your eyes. I want you to like me as a brother. And the far is v'yishloch Yaakov malochem, and that's why he sent messengers ahead, that I have all these gifts and I would like to find favor in your eyes, shani sholem imcha, that I am at peace with you, I hold nothing against you, I am looking to for your love, and I love you and you should love me, and so on. So as far as Yaakov was concerned, this is his brother. He always considered him to be a brother. He always thinks that he'll show brotherly love. He sent a message saying, it's not just ordinary brothers. I want that there should be true peace and true love and so on. But in Yaakov's mind, there was no emergency going on. So at the outset of this whole thing, in Yaakov's mind, he's hoping that everything is going to go good. He doesn't see a problem yet. Esht ven de malachim am zich tzrigekert. Only when the malachim came back. Und erzählt, as es ist nicht achihu. And they said, you think he's your brother. You should know that he's not your brother. Nor Esav Arasha. He is still remaining Esav Arasha. Had Yaakov mispalgim and Atzileni? No. Only then, when he saw that there's a whole army coming against him, that's when he had to already daven to Hashem. But his initial thing, there's no need to daven when at least not pray for salvation when there is no emergency. So therefore, his first thing was, his brother is coming, I want to find favor, he sent a message, he's going to send a gift. Then when he saw that there was a problem, then he decided that he has to daven. Und danach, after that, is im geschickdem darin, then he actually sent a gift, efshe beter medem, kenem mefayezem, maybe the gift will calm him down. But the original first move was not yet in an emergency situation, it was just, let's send out a hand of peace, he's my brother, everything should go well. When he saw that there was a problem, he said, oh Hashem, please help me out of this, and then he sent the gift. So therefore Rashi lists the gift first, because the concept of the gift to find favor came before the davening, because at that time there was no need to daven. But still we have to understand, why does Rashi point out the number? He prepared himself for three things. He should have just said he prepared himself for a gift, for prayer, and for a war. And similar to what the Gemara asks in many places, whenever the Mishnah gives a number of things that it then goes on to list, the Mishnah says, Minyan Ulamali. Why does the Mishnah tell us that there were three things? If we look in the Mishnah, we'll see it's three things. Why does he have to say three things? So over here too, why does Rashi say he prepared himself for three things instead of just listing the things that he prepared himself for? Vabir Bazet, so the explanation is, Oich Nogdem Vidam Alochim Ab Maidia Given Yaakov and Az Nisht Achihu. Even after the Malachim told Yaakov, you should know that he's not your brother, he's not behaving as a brother, Noyig Imcha Kesav Arasha, but he's behaving like Esav, the wicked person, Baidenu Besinose, and he still hates you. Is by Yaakov given drei meglichkeiten bevasachas. Yaakov had three possibilities at the same time. Mitzad Esav is efshem maspik to shikne madayren and the mitem mefayezayin. As far as Esav is concerned, maybe just sending him a gift that will take care of the problem. This is moving given by Yaakov from dem was Rivka atem geschickt, as es zechum kiren kenetz Yisrael, and this was what was logically understood by Yaakov, because as Rashi tells us that Rivka sent him a message that it's time to return home, that he should return home. So this leaves a question. If Esav HaRasha still hated him, why did Rivka send the message to Yaakov, come back home, when she knows that Esav is still full of fire and venom? Is the fun gufa ahichacha? From this it's clear, as chach Esav is identimus in us, that even though Esav was indeed, he still held it against Yaakov, is of a bottle given chamas Esav, but his fury was over. He was no longer furious. And therefore Rivka wasn't worried anymore that she, you know, they're going to get into a fight and they'll both, you know, Esav will kill him and then, and she'll lose both of them at the same time. She didn't think that was the situation anymore. But still, he still holds it against him about the brachas and the bechayra and so on. But when he's not, he doesn't have that fury anymore. So then a gift will calm things down and everything will go back to normal again. So that's as far as Esav is concerned. Mitzad Yaakov Ober, but as far as Yaakov is concerned, was erot cheshus given shemen islachlachti bechet. Yaakov was worried about himself that I may have already become tainted by sin. Ken zayin as deyadenim b'sinosei is genug ayv zayin amatzav from sakana. So because of me, I might not deserve that Esav's having calmed down already should protect me, because I am compromised. As we find in regards to light, as the chet from Yeshivasa Bizdaim, that his sin of living amongst the people of Zdaim had gebracht and by Yikhuas light. That's what caused that in the war between Zdaim and the four and the five kings, they took light as a captive. Was he kidnapped? Why was he taken captive? Because of a sin of living in Stoim, as the Pasuk says, Behu Yosha B'Stoim. And he was living in Stoim. So the Rashi says that what caused him to be taken as captive? Because he lived in Stoim. In other words, a personal sin, even though normally you would be protected from the situation, but because of your compromised situation, you end up being harmed even by things that maybe could have gone past you. So Yaakov was worried about that too. Therefore Yaakov had to prepare besides for a gift. He said, what about me? I need to protect myself. I have to pray to Hashem that in the honor of my forefathers, that's why I should be protected, and I'll be protected. And since the way that you can be saved from a close call could happen in two ways. The way Hashem saved him from Lavan, which was Hashem did not allow Lavan to do anything. He appeared to him in a dream and he told him, don't touch him, and that was the end of it. So it was a peaceful parting in the end. There is another way, however. Sometimes the Eibishter doesn't do it that simply. You run into the problem. You have to fight off the war, and you'll be saved. Loit was saved, but it took a great war on behalf of Avram to fight against the kings. The Pharaoh had Yaakov gemusich mechen sein euch zu mocham, and that's why. Yaakov was unsure, am I going to get out of this easily, or am I going to have to go to war for it? And that's why Rashi says three things. All three were needed. There are three approaches. There are three issues going on here. There is Esav's issue, there is Yaakov's issue, and there is, how am I going to get out of this issue? Yud, al pi yenishol teira shebepirish Rashi yesh leimar, based on the inner dimension of the way that we find in Rashi's, we can say, in demas Yaakov hisken atzmeit sa'alu shleishu dvorim bevas achas, the fact that Yaakov prepared himself for all these three things at the same time, und das is euch de diuk loshen Rashi, hisken atzmeit sa'alu shleishu dvorim, and that's what Rashi is taka trying to say, that he prepared himself for three things, val kadei greid zayn, because in order to be in a state of readiness for three different things is hepachateva. That is not a natural, that is not the natural way that a person can be ready for three opposite three things at the same time. In order to be able to do this, you have to prepare, you have to change your whole attitude. That's something that takes a great amount of preparation. Why? Because each one of these three things is the opposite approach of the other ones. How so? Giving a gift is a gesture of closeness. War is preparing for distance and war and so on. The opposite of chesed and the opposite of closeness. These two things are both human things, human approaches. Tefillah is because of rachamim u'mayla, whereas davening is something that it's not even up to you. It's sending your prayer upward to the Eibishter. When the Riber kedeitzu kenesh stein in the dreifa shidin ahavchis diketnuz bevasachas, in order for a person to be able to be in all those three situations at the same time, he's ready for niceness and closeness, he's ready for war and anger and so on, and at the same time he's ready, besides for his preparations, he wants Hashem to help him. That's where it's all going to come from. Is das nicht beteva adam? This is not a natural thing. This is not something that can be expected. This is not even the nature of holiness, of the godly soul. Because even in the godly soul, in Kedusha, each of the Midas is in its own dimension, its own parameter, it's the way it expresses itself, and it doesn't express itself in opposite ways. Nor das fordert sich an inje von hisken atzmisch in erteba. It takes a great preparation for a person to put himself into a situation in which he can go in three different directions at the same time.
Siz aber ha gufe time a boy, but this in itself needs a reason. For was hat sich gefordert, dass Jakob soll stehen in die alle drei Nusbevasachas?
Why was it necessary for Jakob to be in three opposite situations or approaches at the same time?
Wenn man das verstehen, Leute, bier nach Siddes, so this will be explained by what is explained nach Siddes of dem Pasuk Venes Fushama Kola Adorim.
In regards to Yaakov, where it says that when he came to the well where Rachel eventually met Rachel, so all the shepherds would gather.
Al Pia Moshel from the Muhammad Gashmi, so it's explained nach Siddes on this Pasuk.
Now, what does this mean?
He explains a parable from a war. As the Hatzlacha b'Mechama Vert Durch Dem Vos Mishtelta Veg De Gimel Machne Shaloi Neged Machne V'Chelek Echa Shal Aseina.
The way that you can be successful is if you put three platoons against one platoon, so then you know for sure that three platoons are going to beat one platoon.
Vos Dan Yizgaba B'Vadei Olav, then it's without question that the one three platoons can win over three, over one.
And then you take your three platoons and go against the second platoon of the army, of the enemy, and then the third one. So you always have your three, the advantage of your three against their one. Then you go to the second one, your three against their second one. So you always have the advantage because you have three. Now that is an Avedas Hashem. And the same approach has to be taken in Avedas Hashem as well. In order to be able to overpower the Yetzirah, you have to bring to bear all three Midas of Kedusha, which is Ava, love of Hashem, Yira, the reverence of Hashem, and Rachamim, and compassion. And you have to bring all three against this one, whatever the Yetzer Hara is doing at this time, whatever he comes as. And through this, you will certainly be able to overpower the Yetzer Hara. And that's how the Alter Rebbe explains that they all gather there, all the shepherds. Shehim Abba B'Yir V'Rachmanus Tektusha means that all the shepherds, every power in your arsenal, every tool in your arsenal, you have to bring to bear against the enemy. Ava, Yira, and Rachman. That's all the shepherds.
Kishem vidosizim elchemes hayetzer. Just like it is by the every yid's personal avayda, personal war with his yetzer.
The same is true for the avayda that yidn have in golus in a general sense.
But in golus einadok kamis sugim klolim.
We know that there are different types of general types of golus. There is golus Yishmael and golus Edim. There is the golus of Yishmael. There is the golus of Edim, which is Esav.
As chotch yed sug golus hadzayim protes diga eifna avayda masim leifna golus.
That even though each golus has to be met with a certain type of avayda, which is more pertains more to that type of golus. Yishmael chesed of klipa. Yishmael is chesed of klipa. So you have to fight against it with chesed kedusha. Esav gvura de klipa, and so on. Esav is gvura de klipa, so you have to find the right approach to overpower gvura of klipa. So there is, each golus has its own avoda. Is aber de zichere derech zu beistehen, but the more certain way to be able to overcome, bis zu menatzeir sein und übermachen, and not just to overcome, but also to defeat in such a way that you're able to transform them. The golos, in order to be able to transform the golos, you have to bring them all together and work with all three at the same time. And since, in order for the yidden to be able to do any kind of avoda, it all starts from maisa avos, from the what the others did, and that is what we get to do.
Gefinden by Yaakov and Bechir Shabbos, that's why we find by Yaakov, which is the chosen of the others, the Skalus and Ale Gimel Midas, this coming together, this merging of all these three approaches in the Beda Suga from Golos, in both matters, in both areas of the Golos of Yishmael and of Esav.
Al Tzagdomitzu Zayn Zayn and Beis Lavan, as a preparation for going to the house of Lavan, was is Fabunim et Golus Bavel, which is connected to Golus Bavel. I guess not Yishmo, but Golus Bavel. Then it was Venes v'shamal kol ha'adarim. He gathered together all the shepherds, as he explained in the Alter Rebbe explained, and al derozeh in the Ravida from Biruf and Esav. The same was also true for when he was approaching Esav in order to be able to elevate Esav. Golus Edim, which is how he dealt with Golus Edim. As is given, hiskin atzmin l'shleishu dvarim yachad, that he prepared himself for three different approaches. Each one comes from a different direction. The dry kavim for chesed, he brought to bear the three avenues of chesed, which is the gift, gvura, which is mulchama, and tiferes rachamim, which means compassion, that is expressed by tefillah. So Yaakov prepared himself both when he went to Lavan and when he was coming to deal with Esav by gathering together all three approaches at the same time. From Kol Anal Zeichda Ira in the Aveda from Yedin Eden, and all this teaches us also in a lesson for our own Aveda. B'shas medaf ratav in the Yiddish Kinder from the Oif Nachinuch from Esav, when we have to save Jewish children from the type of chinuch that Esav offers, which is all around us, kemezach nish bagnugan amid zayin eigenem teva v'yerizing eingeweint in Avedas Hashem. It's not enough that a person falls back on what he's used to doing, what he always does in his Avedas Hashem. I've been serving Hashem already for many years and I do it this way. It's not enough. Nor as dav zayin hiskin atzmai, a person has to prepare himself, put himself in a different state of mind. The mesaken zayin un iba machen, you have to transform yourself. So the shas megate mitachesh betam v'das, because when you go with ordinary, calculated moves, and this is this is what I've been doing, and so on. That's what makes the most sense. Masim ulfiyavay de prades negin Esav, even if it's the tailored approach to Esav, this is what makes most sense in dealing with Esav. Kemen ish zayin zichar al mevet kenen mit em zich einkeren. We can't be certain that we'll be able to manage to fight him off. And most importantly, not about him, is about saving those who we need to save. That's what Yaakov was focused on, saving the group. It's only when you go without these rational approaches, in an oifen von al korche, you go in a way that this has to happen, and you take every tool in your arsenal. Hiskin atzmei, as Yaakov did, he prepared himself and transformed himself to be able to deal with all three approaches at the same time. Is mamatzliach as menemt ein Esavin, then you are successful that you're able to conquer Esav bizavet mekuyim, the yud, until we will finally get to the ultimate prophecy, that we will go up onto the mountain of Esav to judge him, and Hashem will become the master of the whole world. That this will happen through the coming Mashiach speedily in our days.